So that, just say there was a probability, let's talk about 100,000 years ago or some such, or half a million, whatever timeline you want, these things occur in one probability or another. Sometimes they leave a track, sometimes they do not leave a track, depending upon which version of the Earth you are in. So, people who would have been around for, let's say, just a cometary strike, or not a cometary strike, a meteor, a near-Earth object strike. Something strikes the Earth in that probable timeline, creates chaos. People living at those times would come to their own conclusion about what transpired. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
And over time, beliefs would be formed about this. Future times, then, could go back and see the remnants of some marked event, and having inherited some of those beliefs, of the interpretations of what took place, could have difficulty in analyzing the evidence, because the evidence would appear to be contradictory, because they were attempting to fit it into a belief system. Reality and Earth are far more malleable and flexible than anyone gives credit to. In the larger scheme of existence, the universe, the multiverse, is refreshed and made anew in every moment. There is vital energy that continuously bursts through as units of consciousness to make the continuity of the world, to help you figure things out. That will throw even more monkey wrenches in the old wheelbarrow.
To finish, the report indicated that there were no obvious near-Earth objects that were going, that from their calculation would actually hit the Earth. And of course, you know, we don't know whether all that's true or not, but at least that was the conclusion they came to after all the data they collected. There was,
and all the billions of dollars that they probably spent. And Roger, let's say this, that if they did conclude that there was an object that was going to hit Earth,
I know it wouldn't be on the list, probably.
They wouldn't tell us about it.
Exactly, they're not going to tell you about it.
What I found very coincidental was that looking at this long list of objects and how close they were in this, I mean, they had many, many statistics about it, and I found one that came pretty close to the Earth, and then looked up the date, and it was 9 o'clock the morning that I was doing the study. It came closer than any of the others, and I was going to...
Ooh, that's a bit of a twilight zone.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So you're watching the time for the oven?
I am.
Good show. Or who has question, comment, in light of what we are sharing about here?
Well, you want to keep it on this...
Well, whatever you want to talk about.
This. Well, I was just...
If you want to go off on another subject, if someone has something to speculate on with this particular subject, if not, then let's just play ball, throw it out there.
Okay, well, I'll throw it out there. You're talking about, you know, different realities that, you know, we find ourselves in, or we will, you know, and all the probabilities, and something that, a probability that occurred that was very upsetting to me when I read about it was, and I believe you spoke off tape at the moon, Dancing Moon class about this, and it was about the 17 teenagers in Wales who commit suicide within a
short period of time.
And
within 3 moons or so,
yeah,
maybe longer, maybe it was a year
or
something.
They were all tied into the internet and leaving each other messages. And so it just, you know, having a child, you know, around that age, it just, that the thought of that, what goes on the internet and the control, and obviously it just seemed like a mind control setup that they would do it in a country like Wales that isn't that on the map, you know what I mean? It's, if it happened in the U.S., it would be all over the place.
Yes, it was actually in one town, one mining town,
right?
in Wales. Let's talk about this for a moment here. When you think of people being mind controlled, there are many ways that this occurs.